This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hello and welcome, my fellow spooky trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany. I'm here with my super spooky best friend, Meredith.
Hey, trivia nerds.
It is my favorite season.
Okay.
I love Halloween season.
Oh, man, me too. Except for I've been a witch for like 5 years in a row because the outfit is just so easy. So this year I'm going to try to change that up. What are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. My teenagers are still dressing up, and they're dressing up as Space Jam, like Bugs Bunny.
Oh, I love that.
Space Jam. But I haven't decided what I'm going to do. I like to, like, the problem is I always like show up as like some obscure movie reference that nobody gets.
Yeah, you do that.
Look forward to that. but yeah, I am pretty excited about Halloween, but also because it brings in the best trivia.
It does bring in the best trivia. Today's trivia is going to be super fun. Is it like Halloween movies?
Yeah, like spooky movie trivia is what we are doing today. And if you checked out our Facebook page, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast Facebook page, I actually put a whole schedule up for October. So you're going to see all of the trivia that we have planned this month.
Brittany,
it's pretty fun.
We get so organized.
I don't know.
I mean you.
All right. First, we have some shout outs. We're going to say hey to Evie, Arlo, Juliet, Timmy, Melanie, Jayla, Amelia, Zavala, Brixley, Owen, and Eliana. And then we've got happy birthdays to Emma, Noel, Paul, Taylor Marie McKenna, and Ro. That's a belated birthday for Ro. Happy belated birthday on that. I hope you guys are having an amazing week.
Happy birthday, and I hope you get a giant 12-foot skeleton for your yard for your birthday.
Oh, so many hotcakes.
I cannot believe how many people have giant 12-foot skeletons in their yard. There's one down the street, and I have to tell you, I hate it. Because they leave it up all year. It's a topic in the neighborhood Facebook group. We talk about it a lot. I know that's gross, but we don't like the skeleton.
I mean, I don't really blame you. Okay, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to leave you two rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. Tally up your score and see if you are able to beat Meredith at spooky movie trivia.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Round one, question one. The Ghostbusters set up headquarters in what type of building?
That would be a fire station, Brittany.
That is correct. One of my all-time favorite movies, by the way. I fully planned to grow up and marry Dr. Peter Venkman. I was going to be Mrs. Dr. Beckman. So yeah, big fan, starting out strong. Okay, question two. If you say his name three times, he appears.
That's Beetlejuice. Oh, too late. There he is.
I don't have the time to deal with him today, so we're going to keep it at a nice, strong 2.5. All right, good job. Question three. In the creepy movie Coraline, what does Coraline have to do to stay in the other world?
She has to become a doll.
So my kids were terrified of this movie.
It is kind of scary. Doesn't she become like a button-eyed
doll
or something?
She had to sew buttons on her eyes to stay. Ew. Which is, why was this movie marketed to children? This movie is
I don't
so
know.
Scary.
It's very creepy.
My kids watched it one time and to this day, talk about it as being one of the scariest things I've ever seen. Okay. Question four. What is the name of the dog in Frankenweenie?
I don't know.
It's Sparky.
Oh, it is Sparky, isn't
it? It is Sparky, yep. Okay, question five. This scary movie features a clown holding a red balloon.
And crawling into sewers. And that would be the scary movie, It, that I refuse to watch. So I hope that's
Same.
The only question.
Thank you. But I have also not seen it. I cannot watch scary movies. I grew up in the country surrounded by cornfields. It's just how us country girls, we have a hard limit on it sometimes.
This is it.
It's not for us. But my kids
What's
love
that
them.
One? It's like People Under the Stairs or something. Yep. It's like we watched it once at a slumber party growing up and ain't no way. I'm done with all of that. Okay.
No. Rom-coms for me. Thank you. Okay. Question six. This movie features Christina Ricci and Devon Sawa as a battle between the fleshies and the ghosts.
Okay, well, Christina Ricci was in Casper. Is it Casper?
It is Casper.
Okay.
Yes. Question seven. Name the movie based on this famous quote. Do you like scary movies?
Oh, it's the movie is based on this quote. Do you like scary movies?
Yeah, it's a pretty famous quote in the movie.
Okay, don't they say that in the phone on Scream?
Like they
right
do.
When it...
That's
okay.
It,
that's
it.
Scream.
Scream. You got it. Good job. Okay, question eight. Who accidentally resurrects the three witches in Hocus Pocus?
Oh, come on. I should definitely know it. It is the boy, and I don't know his name. What is it?
It is Max.
Ah,
Max. Okay, question nine. What is the name of the living puppet in Goosebumps?
Why is this trivia so hard today?
It's because we don't watch spooky movies. So we don't know the answers to these questions.
I'm just going to guess the Muppets Halloween. Extraordinaire Bonanza. Is that right?
I mean, that's a weird name for a puppet. The puppet's name is Slappy. So just
okay, fine.
Slappy the puppet. Okay. Final question of this round. What special skill does Norman have in the movie Paranorman?
Oh, I actually know this. He can talk to dead people.
That's right. He can talk to dead people. I actually like that movie. It's kind of dark, but
it is
I
a
like
little
it.
Dark, but
it's
I like it
dark.
Too.
Yeah. 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 It's a surprisingly dark animated movie or claymation or one of the two. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, kind of a dark movie. I do enjoy it. All right. Not a bad first round.
Not great.
All right,
not as bad as NFL football, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's now the benchmark for all trivias going forward. It's not NFL bad.
It's not NFL bad, but it ain't great.
Here's the thing. Now that Taylor Swift is dating potentially one of the NFL players, I should do NFL trivia a year from now and see if it's improved based on your love of Taylor Swift. We'll see. It's a science experiment. We'll work it out. We'll see if you learn more about
it. I just learned that guy's last name is not Kels. It's Kelsey. I've been even saying his name wrong. I mean, how lucky for him, though.
Right. Good job.
So
guy.
Famous now.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back for round two.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon slash spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Are your subscriptions draining your wallet? The average person has around 12 paid subscriptions, and they might not even remember subscribing to half of those. I don't at all. It's like I've blacked out. It's not my fault. If you have no idea just how much you're spending each month, you need Rocket Money. It's this great app that tracks all of your expenses so you know exactly where your money is going. It also cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. So with Rocket Money, you can easily cancel all those subscriptions you don't want with just a press of a button. You don't have to wait on hold on the phone. You don't have to email back and forth with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. It can even negotiate lower bills for you up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place. It recommends custom budgets based on your past spending, and they'll even send you notifications when you've reached your spending limits. Oh my God, that would be so helpful, you guys. Rocket Money has canceled almost all of my unwanted subscriptions, even the ones that I totally forgot that I had. My husband is very happy right now. It has saved us so much money. With over 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. That's rocketmoney.com/roadtrip, rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back. We are back for round two of spooky movie trivia. It was a pretty strong first round. So I think we're going to be going into round two equally as strong.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Question one. Who starred as Peter Venkman in Ghostbusters?
That would be your boyfriend, Bill Murray.
Correct and correct. Thank you for recognizing our relationship. Okay. Question two. How do Barbara and Adam die in Beetlejuice?
Okay, they were killed in a car accident.
That is correct. Question three. What kind of creature is Luke transformed into in the movie The Witches?
He becomes a mouse.
That is correct. That movie really freaked me out as a kid, by the way.
Okay, that is a creaky movie.
Question four. What non-scary Halloween film features Dr. Frankenfurter?
I just watched it with my husband. That's the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you have not watched it, guys, it is a treat. It is a treat.
It is a treat.
Five. What happens to suitors of Sally and Jillian Owens in Practical Magic? Whenever they try and date somebody or marry somebody, what happens to them?
Okay, they die.
They do die. It is
you're
not
gonna be deader than a doornail.
It's do not good. Take. It's not good. Yeah. Question six. What is the name of Marnie's grandmother in Halloween Town?
Grandma.
I mean, yes.
Glamma.
More specifically, Aggie, but Grandma Aggie. So, okay. Question seven. Who waits eagerly for the Great Pumpkin every year?
Snoopy.
He's there, but it is Linus. Linus is obsessed with the Great Pumpkin. Question eight. Name the movie based on this famous quote.
I see dead people.
The Sixth Sense.
Yes, The Sixth Sense. My kids just watched that for the first time. They were blown away. All right, question nine. In The Corpse Bride, what is Victor doing when he wakes Emily from the dead?
Never saw it. No clue. Ooh.
It is another Tim Burton treat. And he is practicing his wedding vows when he just wakes her up, apparently.
Oh. Okay.
Question 10. Final question. What is the name of the Dietz's daughter in Beetlejuice?
Oh, Lydia.
Yes, Lydia is correct. You did it. You survived spooky movie trivia, Meredith.
Oh, thankfully, I didn't do too bad. Oh, I wonder how people did in the car today.
Yeah, they'll have to let us know. Head over to our Facebook and Instagram and let us know. Hey, we love your trivia ideas, especially in the upcoming months as we're getting ready. It's heading towards the end of the year. We need to fill our days with more trivia. So if you have an idea, head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. And in that review, make sure you put your name and any trivia ideas that you have. We love to use them. If you want a shout out on the show, or if you want your picture on any of our socials, because we love putting them there too. Your faces are awesome. Have your parents send them over to us. Just make sure they include all of the names of the people in the pictures, or else we cannot post them. All right. Have a very, very spooky day, trivia nerds.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.